bad massacres and good massacres. As U.S. F-18s drop 500-pound bombs on ISIS-controlled areas of Iraq, it does so, it says, to support the fleeing religious community of Yazidis. U.S. President Barack Obama, supporting and indeed ordering the bombing, announced that this action was taken on humanitarian grounds to prevent a massacre of a tiny religious minority targeted by the ISIS army for forced religious conversions. America, the president said, cannot turn a blind eye to such violence used against an imperiled community. As noble as such words sound, they seem hollow in light of the recent massacres visited upon the beleaguered Palestinians in Gaza. As Israel launched an unholy assault upon them, the U.S. nodded in silent approval and acquiescence. The corrupt government in power in Iraq was never meant to fight foreigners. They were supposed to keep their own population under control, the better to exploit and beat them down. When have you ever heard of an invader forcefully entering a country, occupying it, and building a powerful, independent native army or executive? Invaders and occupiers don't do that, for it's not in their interest to do so, not even in the cases of Iraq or Afghanistan, for that matter. That's because the U.S. tried to train puppets bent to their imperial will. As armies, they have only been distinguished by their fierce ability to flee. As we saw just days ago in Afghanistan, you can train a man, but you can't make him loyal, especially to an invader. Massacres are massacres, evil attacks on the weak and unarmed. It doesn't matter whether they are maddened jihadis or maddened Zionists, all should be opposed. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.